Before starting experiments on the incandescent electric light system, many memorandums were drawn up as to a general system that would permit of the subdivision of the light into small units analogous to gas jets and with commercial economies superior to the prevailing gas system. The result was that if it was to be successful, all the units must be worked in multiply. This necessitated the creation of lamps of very high resistance to diminish the enormous investment in copper necessary if low resistance lamps were to be used. This necessitated a very fine hair-like filament of high resistance material. On October 21st, 1871, numerous experiments resulted in the production of a small unit lamp of comparatively enormous resistance. The filament being under conditions of great stability, after the result, I knew the problem approached commercial solution. While these lamp experiments continued, other parts of the general system was actively experimented upon. The dynamo, as then in vogue, was extremely inefficient. The loss approaching 50% due to some misunderstanding among electricians which I never comprehended. However, these experiments produced a dynamo of which 90% of the energy was useful. Then meters for measuring the current were used by thousands of customers and also a host of accessories like underground conduits, switches, sockets, etc. were necessary to make a complete system of distribution, all of which was accomplished.